Well, here it is Monday morning, a new day, thank goodness. Yesterday was my birthday, and I already shared with you the fact that on Friday, I received the news that my position, my job was going to end in 3 weeks, May 3rd. So, as I think about, I'm hoping for sure that today ends up being a good day in some form or fashion. I think about how yesterday, honestly, was a very awful day. I am blessed to be alive. I am not saying anything against that. So let me first and foremost start out with that. I am blessed. I am grateful for life. Definitely, as I am fighting this health situation that I've been fighting for the past year and a half. So it goes without saying, for me anyway, that I am filled with gratitude for life. It's just that I think when I think about the fact that next year, my next birthday, I will look different. Because of decisions that I am making for my health, I really would have liked this birthday to be memorable in a more positive way, not memorable as being pretty much, I think, the worst birthday that I've ever had, but such is life, I guess. There's a particular restaurant in the Atlanta area that I love to go to, and I've been going to for some years now, because when you go on your birthday, you enjoy a free meal, and they have the most awesome salad. You get a salad, you get your these wonderful, amazing garlic knots, which have fresh garlic on top. And then you also get your choice of an entree. And I always choose their spinach tortellini, which is just amazing. And then they give you a dessert, which is a scoop of Spumani ice cream. I'm not crazy about it because I don't like pistachios, and an Italian cookie. And then they put a candle on it. It's always such a treat. And then I just have to, of course, pay for my daughter. And that's been almost like a tradition for me. But unfortunately, I did not have the money to pay for her. I didn't have it comfortably. Let me put it that way. The money that I do have right now, I have to make it last until Friday. So it would not have been a wise decision for me to spend half of it to go to this restaurant and pay for my daughter. So that sucked, quite honestly. But the thing about it for me is I want to share, for the past few days, I've thought about this back in the, I guess, was it the 90s? I think it was in the 90s. There was a TV show called In Living Color, and there was one particular skit that was called Lowered Expectations. And it was a spoof on this dating company, which was called Great Expectations. I mean, Great Expectations, I think, was around for a long time. But Lowered Expectations was it was funny because it was just a play on it. And it just talked about the woes of the dating, I guess, world. I don't fully remember it at this moment. I don't remember who played in it. But the thing is that it crossed my mind of just not having expectations. You can't have expectations of people. I feel like you really, to a large degree, shouldn't have expectations in life. I think it's almost like I haven't mastered this. Let me first and foremost say that. I have not mastered this at all. I just, when certain things happen to me in my life, I think to myself how shielded I would have been emotionally if I didn't have expectations. If I didn't have expectations of people who are loved ones, friends, if I didn't have a certain expectation of them, if I didn't, you know, hold them up in almost comparison, for lack of a better word, to relationships that other people have with their friends, you know, friends who take you out to lunch or dinner or brunch, or friends who throw you, you know, a couple of dollars to say, hey, celebrate your birthday. Sorry, we couldn't get together or whatever, just whatever, whatever the scenario is, just to not have expectations. And, trying not to compare yourself also to other people who have friendships and relationships that are like that. Trying to see and determine if the absence of those situations in your life, is it in any indication of who you are and how you are? I hope that kind of makes sense. It's easy to compare yourself or find fault within yourself. I spent a little bit of yesterday, definitely not all, but I spent the idea came up to my mind a few times yesterday, wondering about the many different decisions that I've made along the way, and wondering if I should have made a left when I went right. Should I have gone right when I made a left? Should I have gone straight ahead? Of course, today is the multitude of all of those decisions. We know that in all of our lives. I do believe that things do work out. Supposedly, anyway. I guess it depends on what we say work out means. I do appreciate that I did get a friend of mine who I've known for years. He stopped by yesterday to wish me a happy birthday, and I really appreciated that, because we really don't speak all that much. Our friendship has changed for a few different reasons, but just the fact that he came to my driveway and rang my doorbell just to say that, say happy birthday, it showed me that that was a sacrifice. I don't care what you say. I don't care if my home was on route from his work to his home. I don't even think he worked yesterday. But just the fact that he stopped by, and he's not one of the people that I talk to very often, that was appreciated. I don't know how this day is going to unfold. I don't know if today is going to turn out to be better than yesterday. But my encouragement to you is to lower your expectations of other people. When you lower your expectations in life, I truly believe that there's really not much disappointment that you can experience, because disappointment largely comes as a result of an expectation that wasn't met. And if we don't expect much, then we can't be disappointed much. That's just my thought process, and I am truly working on making this be an integral part of my daily life, because I get disappointed a lot, especially because I know how I show up for others. I know the sacrifices that I make, and I don't make them as a litmus test or as a record-keeping maneuver. I do it because that's who I am and how I am. There have been plenty of times that I've poured into or done for and gotten burnt, and I've poured into and done for again and again and gotten burnt. And in many people, situations like that cause them to be jaded and stop altogether. And it's not necessarily how I've maneuvered, but I just know that for me, going forward, I have to really show up more for myself and less for others. And then I think my disappointment will be lessened. And I'm not saying that that's the solution completely. We shall see. But I think that I have to move differently in my life and in the life of others. And that's just the bottom and the top of it. So happy Monday, people. We shall talk again. And I hope you guys have an amazing day and show up for yourself in an amazing way. Take care.